Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson.
Hi.
And I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 15th of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you come from.
Yes, Jennifer Shepherd. I'm 30 and I'm from North Wales, but I've come from Belfast.
And how are you feeling today?
Fine. Yeah, a bit... good. I'm feeling good. I was a little bit nervous, but I've had a stroll around the plinth and it's looking good.
And how did you hear about the project?
It's hard to say now, it was a few months ago. I think I either heard it in the press or from a friend, but possibly in the press.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
It was a whim. I thought, wow, that just sounds such a unique and very different sort of project. Be lovely to be involved. And sort of clicked the apply now button. It was so easy and tempting to press that button, and I did it and then sort of forgot all about it until I found out I got a place.
And where have you come from today?
We live in Belfast, but we've travelled down from Leicester today, which is where my boyfriend was working for the last couple of days.
And how are you planning to spend your hour on the plinth?
Well, I thought about this a lot. I thought, well, I don't want to... do some great big fundraising thing. I've been really, really supported by my friends and family for the last couple of years with things like fundraising for the London Marathon and other crazy things. I just thought, well, I can't go asking them to sponsor me again, so I decided not to do a fundraising thing, not to do any big political statement. I'm just going to go and relax and enjoy what's a very unique opportunity, really. Enjoy the different view.
And have you got anybody with you today?
Yeah, well, I've got my boyfriend Kieran, he's here right now, and I've got quite a few friends who say they're going to come. I'm not holding out because I think it is 3 o'clock in the morning, and bless them, you know, they might not come, but there's quite a few who said they will come.
And can you just explain your t-shirt?
My t-shirt is Ellie Poo. it's a company called, they're actually called the Exotic Paper Company, but their website is elliepoo.co.uk. And they are a recycled paper company, and they do a few different ones, but their main one is it actually contains elephant poo in their paper. It's very, very beautiful, despite the fact that it's called that. They do other things made out of shredded banknotes and so on, and I just think it's a lovely company because it's about recyclability and sustainability and fair trade, but also it's quite fun. So the thing I will be doing on the plinth is making some paper aeroplanes, and they're made out of the Ellie Poo paper, some of them, and the other half of them I've made out of pictures that friends and family have drawn for me, so I feel like they'll sort of be with me up there on the plinth.
And is the environment something you're quite involved in?
It's something I definitely care about, yeah. And I wouldn't say I was involved as I'd like to be, but I do some things, so volunteering and planting hedges and those sorts of things. And it's something I try to do in my day-to-day life. I'd love to do much more, but it's definitely something I care about.
And how do you find, I mean, what's your relationship with London in kind of contrast to that?
What do you mean, sorry, my relationship?
With London. Have you ever lived here before?
I have. I used to live, I was very lucky to live in Covent Garden for a little while, which was fantastic, but it's always been somewhere that's felt quite close to me, even when I haven't lived here. I used to live over in Berkshire, and it just seems like a short journey in. I used to work in theatre for many years, so I've been based here temporarily at various points as well. My boyfriend works in theatre as well, so he's spent a lot of time here, and I'll come and visit him as well. So it feels like a home away from home for both of us, really. Very familiar, very well-known city to us.
And you just mentioned the fact that you were involved in various performances.
Mm-hmm.
Or acting?
I only gave up theatre last year, but I did it basically from the age of about 15 when I was in the youth theatre, and I went and studied it for my degree, and I was in stage management and worked my way up to being a production manager, and I used to production manage theatre tours, so we used to travel a lot, and that was really exciting, really, really good fun, but Yeah, I stopped that before Christmas last year, actually, to move to Belfast with my other half, because that's where he's from. And he also works in theatre. He's a lighting designer and a set designer.
And do you see your hour on the plinth as a performance?
No, not at all. No, I've never been a performer. I actually, it's very, that's what I was saying, you know, it was completely a whim to press that apply now button. I'm not somebody who tends to put myself on the stage. I shy away from it completely. Have no great desire to seek attention for myself, which is that's what I was saying to you outside. I keep sort of questioning myself and thinking, why am I here? But I am looking forward to it now. It will be fun.
And are you looking to engage with the audience while you're on the plane?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, throwing the planes is something that I thought it's fun. It's something I've always loved since a kid, the paper planes, but also I love flying. I love flight. I love being in an airport, all of those sorts of things. So that's why I chose to do that. But also the fact that I thought it'd be really lovely to have something that went from the plinth. Because I can't do any kind of great performance, I don't really feel like I can get into a load of banter and conversation, and particularly at 3 a.m, I wasn't sure how many people would be here. But I thought it would be nice to have something that was coming out from the plinth and other people could maybe pick up, which is why I'm really happy they've got pictures on, and if anybody does pick them up, hopefully they'll be quite interesting.
And you just mentioned the fact that the flight, you're always quite fascinated with, like airports,
mm-hmm.
Airplanes.
Yeah.
What does kind of flying mean to you?
It's just travelling, and I love the excitement of being in the air. I think it comes from my dad was in the Air Force, so I grew up in air bases and so on. We used to live in Germany, so travelling back here and so on was always very exciting as a child, and it's just carried on with the touring theatre as well. We travelled a lot on planes around the world, and it just makes me a child again to go to airports.
And are you quite involved in the visual arts?
Not anymore. I mean, visual theatre wise, yes, I was very, very involved for a long time, but no, not in the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
Not at all.
And specifically in relation to Anthony Gormley's work?
Mm-hmm.
Is he somebody that you've been interested in for quite a while?
Yeah, a long time. I first heard of him when I was doing my art A level back in high school, and we had to pick an artist who particularly interested us to do a special study on. And at that time, I'd been to the Hayward Gallery and I'd seen Field. And was blown away by it. I thought it was amazing, and so I chose him as my special study artist. And since then, really, I've seen Field again in Salisbury, and just been really interested in his work elsewhere. Yeah.
And from what you've seen so far of the project, what do you think of it?
I think it's really interesting. I think it's amazing how the people I speak to have really different responses to it. Some people most people are interested and very positive about it. There's occasional sort of slightly negative things of people wondering why people would want to do it, and it's a bit big brothery. But on the whole, people are very, very, very excited by it, very interested, very curious. And I think I'm the same. I think it's a really good thing. And a really interesting project.
Great, well, thank you so much.
Not at all.
And best of luck.
Thank you very much.